This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Monday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. Whether you're tuned in to 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, or KTGO, booming to the Bakken. We're glad to have you along on the program today. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. Happy Monday, Todd.
Happy Monday, Scott.
Manny is here to answer your calls. When you call, you'll talk with the one and only Manny. And all you need to do is tell him your name and where you are calling from. Maybe a little idea of what you want to talk about as well. And Ravati, our producer, is here. So the gang's all here. We're ready to go. Brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache, of course, the home to Apache Sprayers. You can find them online if you want to shop right now and avoid going out in the cold. Nice, easy way to do that from the comfort of your computer, highplainsapache.com. But they love seeing you. Coffee pot's always on. Come on by. Pick up a part or two. They have every part you could possibly need, not only for Apache sprayers, for any sprayer. That's right, because they have an ET Egg Center, 50,000 parts, 50,000 parts. So they've got pretty much everything you can possibly imagine right there. And they have the best sprayer money can buy. The power to climb your toughest grades, get you through your most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside that great cab, and the industry-leading five-year driveline warranty. They're great. Apache sprayers. They have new and used as well. East Side Court across the road from Bonanza and Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo, off I-29. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you to High Plains Apache. All right, a couple of things. It's been a while since we've dug into the Trump administration to be, and I wanted to visit with you a little bit about where we're at in the transition. And get your thoughts on a few things. One, Heidi Heitkamp's name continues to be mentioned quite a bit. What do you think of that? Do you want Donald Trump to pick Heidi Heitkamp to be in the cabinet? I don't trust a lot of mainstream media sources, so I don't exactly know what's going on. We know that Senator Heitkamp had a meeting. My sources have told me that the meeting included some discussion on agriculture and interior. There is a political story now that says, this came out yesterday or the day before, I forget which, over the weekend, from Politico. Heitkamp tops Trump's list for ag secretary. And then the subheadline, this is Politico, a special election in North Dakota to replace the first term Democratic senator would almost certainly turn her seat over to a Republican. And it says nobody from Heitkamp's office or the transition team would immediately respond to requests for comments. Byron Dorgan is quoted on this in this and saying, I don't think she's going anywhere. That's interesting. Now, there was a separate story in the New York Times over the weekend. I tweeted that out. And that story was about Senator Heitkamp hosting an event at her home in Washington, D.C., in which she hosted other Democratic senators, and they were having a little bit of a pity party over Chinese food and lamenting all the reasons that they lost and what they could do about it and why they didn't have a better message for rural America and all, you know. I could have saved them a lot of money on wine and cheese if they called and said, hey, Scott, what do your listeners say about the message from Democrats? This is maybe a reason Senator Heitkamp should think more about being accessible to you folks, to voters, to citizens, to her peeps, because she wouldn't need to have other Democratic senators around and have Chinese food and wine and cheese for hors d'oeuvres. And does wine and cheese go with Chinese food? It kind of grosses me out, actually. I don't like Chinese food.
Martha Stewart isn't on the show this morning, so I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to that one.
The wine, the W-I-N-E and cheese kind of goes with the wine that was going on. The
wine, yeah.
I-N-E, right? So that's why I think it fits. But, you know, could have saved him a lot if they just, you know, called and said, you don't need to get around with a bunch of hoity-toity senators in a D.C., you know, fancy pants pad and talk about, gosh, what happened? Spend some time with real people. Actual North Dakotans. Then no need to talk to other senators and try and dissect what happened. But that's just kind of the Democratic way. That's really the issue. If they want to know what happened, you lost touch with real people, with real America. You've been overtaken by the George Soros, New York, San Francisco flavor. That's the problem, in my mind. Anyway, so I guess Heidi Heitkamp having the little after action, what do we got to do to get our message right, could lend itself to Byron Dorgan's analysis that she's not going anywhere. Here's my thing. I think Heidi Heitkamp is done being a U.S. senator after this term. Whether she chooses to take an off-ramp into the administration or whether she decides to run again or not run again or whatever, either way, she's done. Her numbers are in the tank. So I think this is like sort of a life ring to Senator Heitkamp after everything that's happened. And I'm actually all okay with it. I think North Dakotans in the cabinet are just fine. I mean, I happen to believe, I believe Kevin Cramer is going to be the energy secretary. And from what we learned from Congressman Cramer last week on this program, he essentially put the decision to Donald Trump. When Donald Trump asked him, what do you want to do? He said, I'm going to leave that up to you, Mr. Trump. Right? That's what Kevin told us last week here on the program. I'm fine being your energy secretary, and I'd love it and consider it an honor. If you don't pick me, there's a Senate seat to call him. And the Trump folks were obviously pondering all that as well. I think he's going to be the energy secretary. I think he's, for one, you know, Rick Perry today is going up there evidently to meet with the president-elect. Rick Perry has been touting himself as energy secretary since about a second after the election was over. And you saw what that did for Rudy Giuliani. Not a wise move. So the fact we know that Rick Perry has been summoned to Trump Tower today doesn't help Rick Perry's chances. I think Rick Perry might have a shot at chief janitor, but not energy secretary. That's just my own take. And so, you know, the reporting isn't necessarily real accurate on all of this. But I'm kind of curious what you think of Heidi Heitkamp being in the cabinet. Good idea, bad idea. You want Trump to pick her, you don't. You know, there's a political element here because she does. If she goes there, there will be a special election, and a Republican will be in that seat more than likely, and that's a additional Republican vote in the Senate when these folks are trying to get a lot done. So I want your take on that. It's been a while since we talked about it, so I thought it'd be fun to kind of chat about that today. One other little sidebar here. On some news over the weekend that I'm really growing irritated about is this Russian involvement to influence our election. Clearly, we have some work to do on cybersecurity all the way around the horn. And I think we got to focus on shoring up cybersecurity, getting some facts. Right now, the CIA evidently thinks, Russia was hacking the DNC to leak things so that it could affect the election. It didn't work. Can you point to one WikiLeaks that moved one poll? It didn't work. And I get a kick out of nobody talks about the fact that John Podesta and other folks, you know, mostly talking about trying to take out Bernie somehow, hurts them and helps Trump. And I mean, a bunch of idiots were writing emails to each other, and it got out. Why don't you focus on the idiots that were writing the emails? Not how it got out. Now, separate from that, sure, fix that. By the way, the FBI isn't convinced of what the CIA is about. All sounds like a lot of sour grapes to me and horrific reporting. And I'm sick of horrific reporting. How many times do they have to be wrong before we stop listening to them and be influenced by what they have to say? Enough. Don't care. All right. You found out what's on my mind. We have a little later on in the program, Julie Ellingson joining us. She's the Executive Vice President of North Dakota Stockman's Association. What happened to the investigation over the missing cattle? I want to know about that. I also want to know how the good folks in and around Cannonball, St. Anthony, and that area are faring after this 124-day nightmare known as the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, which Donald Trump talked about on Sunday in a Fox News interview. So that and more as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Yes, it's Richard from Bismarck, and I just heard a comment about Dorgan saying Heitkamp isn't going anywhere. Well, Heitkamp and Conrad and Pomeroy, being they signed that health care without even looking at it. I wonder if I brought them a blank check, they would just sign that without even looking at it. And Dorgan should have just laid in the woods. That's why they didn't rerun, in my opinion. Thank you very much. Bye.
I think Heidi Heitkamp has some value and certainly has some experience. The cabinet itself, no, I don't think that she would fit in. And I'm wondering if that's an ulterior motive for Trump to put her there and get another Republican senator. But we have 52, so I doubt that highly. A lot of speculation is all it is. Have a good day.
All right. Interesting comments. Appreciate all of them. 800-228-0550 on what's on your mind. And Tom on the road, we're going to get to you first up here after I tell you about my friends at MyPillow giving you the best Christmas gift ever. Yes, MyPillow is giving you the best gift ever to give to someone else and maybe keep one for yourself because we have the four-pack special. Four pillows for under $100, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. And the money-back guarantee is good through March 1st, 2017, so that goes with the gift. It's a great way to go. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. What a fun gift. The gift of a better night's sleep, which is the most important thing to your health, your sleep. All right, Tom on the road. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Just a couple my 2 cents on this. I'm new to the North Dakota political scene by a couple years. So this is all new, but Donald Trump is a shrewd man. He strikes me as a shrewd man. So he's going to use his business tactics on the political side. A lot of times it's better to employ your enemies than have them on the outside always stirring up flack. So if he put Heitkamp on inside, she might be able to do less damage on the inside than she could on the outside. That's my take, I guess.
That would be in the plus column. That'd be in the plus column for Trump as he's looking at that decision. I mean, we asked Congressman Cramer about the interview he had for the Secretary of Energy post, whether or not the conversation about Heidi Heitkamp came up, and he said it did. So, and it was obviously a balancing act between he's going to put a Democrat, maybe two, in his cabinet. That's sort of the new bipartisan thing that you do. And so you find one
right.
that is a little more, towards the moderate side on some issues. And she is on agriculture. She scored 50% of the ranking of votes by the left-leaning food policy action. So the liberals, I assume, who want just probably more spending and, more programs, more of everything, think that she didn't go enough. So she's in the middle there. So she put it there. But at the same time, you get a Senate vote sooner than you otherwise might have it from an election in 2 years when the seat is up. That's sort of a business-like calculation coming to the situation. There's no doubt about it. And Senator Heitkamp knows that. But, I mean, if I'm Senator Heitkamp, I'm thinking, yeah, I could lose. I might not even run again. My numbers are tanking. I go in the cabinet, and, I have other options down the road then. I mean, most folks coming from a cabinet end up on all kinds of board appointments and everything else, so it's not a bad gig, you know?
Exactly. Okay.
Good point,
Tom.
Thank you,
Scott.
Thank you. 800-228-0550. What do you want Trump to do? Would you like to see him do that? Would it be a good idea for Donald Trump to select Heidi Heitkamp for a post? What are your thoughts about it? 800-228-0550. How do you think he's doing so far? Another off-air call. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I have no idea why Donald Trump would even consider Heidi Heitkamp for anything. I mean, she's been a do-nothing senator. She's really dropped forth nothing to the Senate. She's attached her name to these little foo-foo feel-good bills that, they kind of tug your heartstrings and stuff like that. But as far as hard legislation, things like that, she hasn't brought anything to the Senate. What he sees in her, I would have no idea. Hopefully it's just a whole bunch of malarkey, a bunch of talk. But I suppose if she did get appointed, at least that would probably guarantee a Republican to get in to take her place in the Senate, which would be a good thing in that respect, I suppose.
Well, you're arguing with yourself now, and your argument is kind of swaying the way of making some sense there. A seat in the Senate's a big reason. Number one, it's a Democrat in the cabinet, so you have a bipartisan side. While Heidi Heitkamp's not going to win any popularity contest in Republican circles, certainly. She does in Democratic circles, right? So she's, liked in Democratic circles, certainly in Congress. Maybe not so much at the White House, because she has zero influence there, obviously, through this Dakota Access thing. I happen to agree with you. She's been a very much a do-nothing senator. She's not done a lot. She talks a lot, but not done anything. There's no real tangible things you can point to say, there's some action. There's where she really stuck her neck out and nothing. But Trump gets a Democrat that's well-respected with Democrats and a shot at a seat in the Senate. Good idea or bad idea? Gus and Bismarck, what do you think?
Well, just a little bit different comment. When we as voters elect somebody to serve us, whether it's in Congress or the local school board or a county or state office, I feel those people took our vote and they should fill their term before they jump ship and take a different job. They should stick out their term, fulfill the commitment they made to us when we elected them, and then look for different career opportunities or different jobs. They shouldn't leave their Senate post halfway through or three-fourths of the way through their term. They should fill their term.
Do you think that about Kevin Cramer, too? In other words, if Kevin Cramer just elected to his House seat for 2 years, and Donald Trump calls and says, I want you to be Energy Secretary, you think he should say, sorry, I just got elected to the House and I got to stay here?
He should respect the views of the North Dakota citizens that elected him to serve us and do what we asked him to do. He said he wanted to serve. We elected him. He should stay where he's at. Doesn't matter if it's congressional or a local school board official. You should fill the term you were elected to serve before you jump ship and go do something else. It's kind of letting down the people that voted for you, I think.
Yeah, well, that's a good principle, I think, that you're espousing. It isn't necessarily, one that, it's a tough one because he's serving. I'm going to use Kevin Cramer as an example. If he's asked by the Trump administration to serve as energy secretary, he's serving the people of North Dakota and, by the way, the entire United States, just from a different position.
But he's not doing what we hired him to do.
That's right.
We hired him to serve in Congress to represent us. Not to serve to represent the whole country.
What do you think serves? What do you think serves North Dakota best? In other words, could he do more for North Dakota?
Spending money to have to. Well, if we have to have another election, spend tax dollars, find it.
Yeah, that's kind of small ball. I'm talking more about which ultimately the voters served well. But your principle is the one that's worthy of consideration, Gus. Thanks. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We will be at the University of Mary tomorrow and some big news to share on virtuous leadership. Looking forward to that, broadcasting live tomorrow from the University of Mary on their campus at Bismarck, so stay tuned for all the details. You know about the University of Mary's traditional degree programs, but did you also know they have specialized in education for working adults since 1959? That's right, you can combine your passion and experience with a master's or doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life at the University of Mary. 16 master's programs to choose from: business, nursing, healthcare and healthcare administration, counseling and education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy and education. And because UMary offers one of the most affordable programs in the nation, you earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Best of all, the classes are taught in a flexible, accelerated format. You can take them online at night, one of 4 locations in North Dakota. They have very dedicated faculty that are experts in their field, bringing real-world experience into the classroom. And as a member of a community of learners like you, you'll have plenty of support from start to finish. At Mary, you'll build on your accomplishments, acquire new knowledge and skills, and learn the timeless values of respect, community, and service that'll benefit you and those you serve for a lifetime. That's the University of Mary for life. Classes start up again next round, January 9th, not far away. February 13th, also March 20th, too. Learn more at umary.edu/master's degree. umary.edu/master's degree. Donald Trump has already done more on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and he's not even president, than the current president. Listen to him yesterday on Fox News Sunday talk about this subject. Here's Chris's question and Donald Trump's answer.
Will you restart the Dakota Access Pipeline, which the Army just stopped?
Okay, let me not answer the Dakota, because perhaps that'll be solved by the time I get there, so I don't have to create enemies on one side or the other. But I will tell you, when I get to office, if it's not solved, I'll have it solved very quickly.
Meaning you're going to start it?
I'm not saying anything. I just say something will happen. It'll be quick. I think it's very unfair. So it'll start one way or the other. You'll have a decision pretty quickly. And also the Keystone Pipeline, you're going to have a decision fairly quickly. And you'll see that.
That's fabulous. He recognizes how unfair it's been to operate that way and pledges to act quickly on it. So there you go. Now, if, you know, the eco-terrorists are listening, that probably means they're going to, you know, gear up soon. Or get ready for January 20th all over again. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Texter on the question of Heidi Heitkamp and Byron Dorgan's suggestion it ain't going to happen. Texter says that's laughable. Byron Dorgan says Heidi is not going anywhere. Sounds like his entire career. Wow. Another texter, Heidi should be chief janitor. All the garbage that comes and continues to flow out of her mouth. Wow. Another texter says, I wouldn't let her push a broom. Harsh, Todd. Harsh. Our listeners are, you know, not welcoming Heidi Heitkamp in a bipartisan fashion into the Trump world here. Man. Emailer says, I wonder if President-elect Trump is considering putting Heidi in his cabinet, and then after a Republican gets elected to her seat, fire her. That'd be the apprentice approach, you think? You're fired. A great idea to get her out of North Dakota, says another. So somebody in support of the move, but for ulterior reasons. Another texter, the only place Heidi should be is at the House where she can't do any damage. Her own house, I guess, or what? Not going over well with folks. What's your take? 800-228-0550. Mike and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I called about a letter in the paper to the editor, but to go along with the Heidi thing, I've written her numerous times and got nothing but lies back from her. I wouldn't like to see her in the position, would not like to see her even in the position of dog catcher for Bismarck. But on to the letter to the editor. Is about happiness and unhappiness, and nobody controls that but yourself, which was pretty good. But I know the writer, and he's a liberal, and he had to throw in, any form of government is not a problem. A king is as good, a good kind king is as good as a kind president. A bad president is just as bad as a dictator, or worse, if you consider that the president must have been elected by the majority of the people who feel the same way as he does. That point of view means that the only thing is right is your point of view. You know, this is a democracy, and he doesn't understand how it works. And so just because he doesn't agree with it doesn't make it bad.
I'm a little lost how you could write an editorial about happiness and end up talking about a presidential election. It seems like a bit of a stretch there, no?
Well, yeah, that's a typical liberal way. You know, they throw their perverted view into everything, you know. So, but that's just my point of view, too. So.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, and what's the opinion writer's name?
Eric Thompson. He was one of the about 100 people that wanted to shut down the Heskett power plant, which I'd have been 100% in favor of if him and the other 100 people would have had to pay for the chaos that went along with it and the brownouts and blackouts and potential hundreds of people that would be out of power today. That'd be perfect.
All right, I found the letter. Lessons to learn about unhappiness.
Yep. You take that one paragraph out, it's very good. I mean, you are the only one in control whether you're happy or not.
Yeah. That we can agree on, right, Mike?
Yep, that's for sure.
You choose your attitude. You choose your attitude. You get that choice every single day. And, you know, you're going to choose to be a sourpuss and cranky about every little thing. And, man, you're going to be one miserable human being. If you choose to say, you know, no matter what happens, I don't care if it's a flat tire. I don't care if somebody, you know, spits in my face. I don't care if I get an overdraft notice from the bank. I'm going to smile. I'm going to smile the whole way through. Then you bust through it. So.
I even compared it to Christ being nailed on the cross and being happy about that and choosing, you know, going the high road that way too, which was very good. It was just kind of unfortunate he had to mess it all up with that one paragraph.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yep, goodbye.
800-228-0550. I want to do this before I forget. On Friday, we had a couple of things come up that I said we'd check into. One was a gentleman called and said he was doing utility locates south of Golden Valley for what he believed were FEMA trailers. So we called the land use administrator, Colette, at the Mercer County, and asked if this was what was happening. And she said it is not, that any FEMA trailers would require permits from both planning and zoning and the Mercer County Commission, and none had been applied for. She was only aware of some fiber optic lines being laid south of Golden Valley, which may have been what utility searches were for. But just so you know, at least in an official position in Mercer County, not accurate. Just wanted you to know because we had some follow-up from that. The other question we had to do with the protesters having overtaken many of the hotels in Bismarck and trashed them. Now there was a bed bug problem, something to that effect. And I spot-checked a few of the facilities that I know and was told no bed bug problem. And while rumors were rampant about that and trashed rooms, nobody was able to substantiate any of those rumors. So I heard those rumors too, but I don't think anything has been found to be accurate out of that. So just wanted to pass it on for you. Okay? All right. Kelly, where are you calling from, Kelly? Milo here. I don't know where Milo is.
It's in Rolette County, up near the border to Canada.
Do you know how much we love getting calls from places we've not gotten a call from before? So today's a good day.
All right, then. Well, I wanted to call in because I think I could be wrong, but I think I have a unique perspective because I've only been in North Dakota for a couple years. And I think her appointment to the cabinet would be a win-win for everybody, a win for the Senate, and a win for even if this isn't Donald Trump's intention, but it'll at least appear to be a reach across the aisle. And, you know, agriculture, I mean, that's what, other than oil, that's what North Dakota is about. And so I think she could do some good there. And as far as people saying, oh, she's been a do-nothing senator, well, let's face it, that's probably the case with half the senators in this country. And she was elected by the people of North Dakota. So I kind of wanted to call out the people that, you know, saying how awful she's been when she was elected. So, you know, she was put there by the citizens of North Dakota. Now, maybe most of those votes came from Fargo and Bismarck, but she was put there nonetheless. So I think it's unfair to really be saying all that many terrible things about her.
I think it's kind of a win-win. You know, I think, number one, there's only so many slots in the cabinet. And if we believe that Congressman Kramer is a leading candidate for energy and she might be for agriculture, two North Dakotans in the cabinet and a Senate seat has a chance to swing from Democrat to Republican sooner than it otherwise would, color me happy, Kelly. Color me happy. I'm okay with it.
Same here.
I am. Yep. Even all that more happier now that I heard from Milo, North Dakota. How about that?
Thank you. All right. Have a good day.
Yeah. So you'd be up by Rolla, south of Rolla, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll stop in for coffee sometime. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, great. Bye.
Good to hear from you. You bet. Clinton in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Yes, I was calling about the protesters. So the week before that storm hit, I was working down in Bismarck, and I was staying at La Quinta Inn. There was several of those people in there. I seen them down there because I was working night job, so I was down there eating breakfast. I seen several of them, and they was talking about how they was taking a break from the protest and all this. Well, later in the afternoon, I went down there, and there was a gentleman and a gal. They had all their laptops out, and they was doing their little blog deals and whatever. So I thought I'd just engage them in some conversation. Well, the first thing the guy tells me is, I said, well, you know, you guys are here, I guess, for the protest. Oh, yeah, this evil, dirty oil. That's the first thing out of his mouth. It was nothing about water, nothing about the pipeline. It was about how that oil is evil. It's got to stay in the ground. All this. And then I noticed he's got his arm bandaged. I said, well, you know, what happened to your arm? Oh, those terrible cults. These cops just terrible, ridiculous names.
Hey, Clinton, do me a favor. Hang on. Hang on. I want to finish the story on the other side of the break. We're up against the break. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. But come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four for four, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week, they draw new names, so you have to register new. Every week, get a PetroServe USA store near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. In this week's Safety Minute, NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discusses safe hunting practices.
You never take for granted the fact that you got a loaded weapon and knowing where everybody's at, because you can get excited, something can happen, you make these foolish mistakes just because you're in kind of the middle of the excitement of the hunt. And, you know, carrying a loaded weapon, obviously that weapon's there to kill. And unfortunately, 1,000 times a year, it injures, and 100 of those, there's actually fatalities involved in it. So complacency, you just have to know what's going on with hunting and following the safety rules and practicing, knowing your firearm's capabilities, how far can you shoot. There's just so many things that a person really has to be aware of before you even step foot on the ground to hunt. Make sure you look ahead of you and don't shoot behind you. And there's so many things. And I think talking just simple things like being communicating to each other, that can save lives, that can prevent injuries.
For safe hunting tips and upcoming first aid CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Stop in there today. Get yourself the 4-for-4 deal. It's a great lunch and or dinner. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. They have great breakfast pizzas, but otherwise, I'm a big fan of their pepperoni pizza. It's really, really good. They sell more hot stuff pizzas at PetroServe than any place on the planet Earth. Isn't that amazing? They do it right, and it tastes good. Really, really good. You can register for the $50,000 in giveaway. You got to register every week because they draw new names each week. In other words, last week's are out. Start with a brand new batch this week. So get in there and get registered every week at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. PetroServe USA. Okay, Clinton in South Dakota. Telling us a story before the break, has a little interaction at a hotel with some protesters and their laptop. And job one was, dirty, evil oil. That's why we're there. Nothing about water. And then something you mentioned, there was a some kind of a patch or a Band-Aid or something on the arm? Oh. And that who did that?
Yeah, he had a whole brand new bandage deal on his arm and claimed that it was because, oh, those evil, he was calling these cops, I mean, just terrible names, you know? And, oh, it was from the rubber bullets. They was just so brutal. And I told him, I said, well, I've seen videos from both sides. I said, what do you think was going to happen when you got that many people? They're throwing rocks. They're making pipe bombs. The girl blowed her hand off because some idiot tried to get her to throw some propane pipe bomb. Well, then it went from bad conversation to, I said, well, why do you think that you guys, what's the right to be there? Oh, well, that's tree land. And I said, well, are you Native American? Well, no, I'm not. I said, well, I'm part turkey, but I don't think that entitles me to something special, you know. Well, they went upstairs and packed their stuff up very quickly. When I asked them, I said, you know, out of curiosity, I said, you're down here protesting. How are you making a living? How are you paying, you know, your food and everything and your motel? Because, I mean, that's got to be expensive, isn't it? Wouldn't answer any questions about any of that. They got offended, packed their stuff up, and went. Would not talk anything about, you know, well, I do this or this, and I have money from an inheritance or something like that. So, obviously, they're being paid by somebody, and they're being paid, their motels are paid and whatever. I just think it's funny that here you got two people writing blogs from in the trenches of a motel room. They ain't even down there.
And by the way, the kind of conversations you're having, and our friend Trent Lewis did the same thing with a group down at the casino, and found people who were bragging about the largest flower wholesaler in the world funding their efforts, and their efforts were to try to connect, Native American tribes around the country and environmental causes to shut down private property rights. That was their whole mission. So there's so many different webs that are interconnecting here, and I think that's what you have to do. You just got to keep pulling those threads. So I'm glad you did what you did, and I'll tell you, for some reason, I guess government has been in the middle of trying to manage this and really not getting into the root cause. There really hasn't been much digging into the fact of who is paying these people. And when they go online and raise millions of dollars, follow the money. And you can't GoFundMe or those kind of places don't allow you to raise money and then engage in illegal activity. Well, they're doing it, you know. So I'd love to know anybody that knows, they had to cash checks here, I assume. Some of them anyway, probably not all direct deposit. Anybody that's had conversations like you've had where you can put some of these pieces to the puzzle together, please call us. We'll do our own investigation here if the authorities won't, because just like at Ferguson, just like at Dallas, just like at so many of these other places, these are well-organized efforts. They really are. And that first exchange you had, Clinton, that very first exchange you had, to me says it all. You know, what's this about? Dirty, evil oil. Yeah, exactly. Then you know it's a cause du jour. Not about treaties, not about water, not about pipeline that moved or any of that. Dave and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Russian television, RT, has been at that protest since its beginning in August. And I've seen Chairman Dave Archbaum on Russian TV. So does that make them all Putin stooges?
I don't know, but that Russian TV is nothing short of just massive propaganda, isn't it?
Well, it depends on whose other side you're listening to. I've seen Ed Schultz, Larry King, Tom Hartman. They're on Russian TV, and they never said anything good about Trump. So it's hard for me to believe that Russia's behind helping Trump win any election or anything. And now we got Hillary and what's his name? The guy that lied about being shot down in Iraq. They're running around saying how there's too much fake news, and they're a couple of the biggest liars that have ever been in the country.
Well, there's a lot of election. There's a lot of election deniers out there, and that's what I think a lot of this noise is on the Russian thing. First of all, have an investigation. We need more investigations on how this hacking happens and cybersecurity and all that. All for it. But the idea that somehow you're going to say Donald Trump is president because Russia wanted to be president is the stupidest, most ridiculous thing on the face of the earth. And that's what these election deniers are saying.
Well,
but your other point, Dave, your other point about Russian involvement. You may be being cute. I mean, look, we're a competitor to them in oil and gas, so that's real.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever to shop for the best Christmas ever because you have some fun things to put a bow on, like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.